State Senator Fred Baldwin this morning from Cheyenne in the state legislative session. Senator, good morning. How are you today?
Very good, dude. Good to talk to Western Wyoming this morning.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time with us today with the update. And maybe just give us a couple highlights, if you have a few, from the first couple of days of the session. Day four, I guess, today officially.
Today will be day four. We've completed 3 days. Several highlights. The Senate will be bringing forth their first third reading bills today, the first group of bills, I believe five or six bills. The House will be getting there tomorrow. As you can imagine, we're in a new building. We're back in the old Capitol, which is just spectacular. And just a side note, I would encourage anybody who hasn't been up here and done a tour or been through here, you need to come up because they just did a spectacular job. The state of Wyoming can be very proud of this. That put aside, you can imagine we're all moved back in here, and for the first few days, it's a bit like getting on a horse. After you had ridden all winter, the horse is a bit ornery. You're a little stiff, and things are a little slow getting going, and there's a lot of hiccups. But I think we're hitting stride now. Just a couple of notes on bills that people are paying attention to that have failed, or there's still some moving forward. But the ones of note that I get a lot of email on, the I-80 tolling authority to create a toll road on I-80 did fail introduction. Handgun waiting period that was going to require 3 days of wait before buying a handgun failed. A big one that I heard a lot of Western Wyoming folks talk to me about was one that was going to reallocate the number of resident and non-resident hunting licenses and reallocate what the outfitters received. That failed introduction yesterday. Fuel tax proposal failed, and Medicaid expansion proposal failed, and a death penalty repeal failed yesterday. So there are a number of bills still moving forward. Nothing has passed all the way through yet, of course. We're just getting going or just getting past those sputters, as I said. But the number of bills is pretty high. We're having to work pretty hard to get through all these bills. There's almost 400 bills between the two chambers this year.
Well, and that's something I think kind of gets lost on a budget year is it's not just the budget. I mean, there's still bills and legislation. And, yeah, 400's a pretty healthy amount, and when you talk about the budget and how to balance things and make things work, of course, there's talk of what to do with the revenue. And you mentioned the I-80 tolling one that had failed. Last year, the big one was the corporate tax. Where do you see that happening this year? Is that back on the discussion table?
The corporate tax, that same bill, a little bit modified, is scheduled to be introduced over in the House. It has not been come up yet for discussion, but that is one that's proposal. And I'll tell you that most any tax or any fee hike, anything like that, to this point has not met the muster and has failed and fallen along the wayside, which we have quite a dilemma here because, as everybody's quite aware, we do have a revenue shortage and we have a budget shortfall. In the past 4 or 5 years, we've cut significantly into state government. At one point having to replace some programs that we cut that we really hurt. And so we're at a point where our revenue is down, and things are a little tight. We need to make some adjustments. And to this point, we haven't made the sufficient adjustments, but we're still working on it.
Senator Fred Baldwin joining us live from Cheyenne this morning. Appreciate your time, Senator. Anything else you wanted to mention while we have you today?
No, I'd appreciate it if you just try to keep the roads open so I can get home tomorrow night to help my wife dig out at home.
We'll do our very, very best. You bet.